Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. There being no one in attendance, we'll forego the public comment. We'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes for the July board meeting. Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. And I'll entertain a motion to approve the July treasurer's report.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions on the treasurer's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Correspondence, there is none. Old business, Village Commons Park Entertainment Night.
Well, obviously you guys know it was postponed that night for two reasons. They said there was going to be storms and it was going to be really hot. And they were correct, there was. So they moved it to the 29th and hopefully that night will be good.
All right, it's all posted on the sign, so.
What time does it start?
Starts at 5:30 and the fire department will be coming and they'll make hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff, which will be good. I didn't really invite any other vendors because it's kind of a fundraiser for them and we figured we'd just keep it.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a call from Dan Bunny. We were talking about some of this stuff, about the chief transition, and he said that the last time these folks played at Skodak, there was like 300 cars.
They have a huge following.
Yeah, so they, he's been made aware of when the date is, and they're going to have at least three officers on that night. Yeah, to help out with if there's any traffic issues, so. I mean, I don't know how many people are going to come, but.
I hope a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be challenging though.
It'll be challenging for parking, for sure. I mean, certainly we could use, you know, the post office.
The ball field.
We can park on fairgrounds on one side. You know, and we could park over by the pond. I'll have to walk over from there. But, and parking's going to be a problem. But anyway, hopefully that'll be a good night.
Yep.
Anything else on that? All right, CBDG grant. So that has been filed. The application is in. We've got a copy of the application. And now it's just a wait. So we filed the day before it was due, so it was a day early. And we anticipate finding out how we did probably in January. All right, new business. Police chief transition.
Okay. So maybe the weekend after the last board meeting, I got a call from Chief Colano, and he explained to me that he's been having some health issues that they actually started probably in May, maybe in beginning of June, and it's affecting his ability to do his, you know, to be the chief. He can't, he's having physical problems with equilibrium, and he gets headaches and basically on the advice of his doctor and his own feelings, he has to leave, he has to retire. So Chief Colano and I talked about, you know, a strategy to find a replacement. And we decided to look internally first at the department. And the name that came to both of us independently was Officer Bunny. Officer Bunny has been here for the last 12 years, maybe even 13 now. And before that, he was had a career in corrections, so he's retired corrections, 13 years local in our department. He's probably been the officer with the most hours in the department over that time. And certainly he's got all the credentials and the experience. And so Chief Colano and I talked to him, asked about his interest, and he was interested in the position. And you know, that's what I'm gonna recommend to the board, is that we bring him on as the new chief, starting at the end of this month. You know, for the last few weeks, he's been working with Dan Colano to get an idea of what sort of additional duties that the chief has. Mainly here, that means they're responsible for overseeing the department, but the biggest challenge right now is just getting people on the schedule. For a lot of reasons, there's just a real issue with police officer availability. As I've talked about over the past year and a half, 2 years, you know, there's been a, there he is right there. People are leaving our department. They're either, typically if they're younger, they're getting full-time positions in other area departments. Some of them are in Albany County, some of them are here in Rensselaer County. That's really the challenge right now, is to get folks on the schedule. So we have some, talking with Dan, with the Officer Bunny and Officer Colano, we've got a strategy to put out the word that we're in, looking for officers, but I think that's sort of, Officer Bunny understands that's really the big, the priority these days in our department. So that's where I am, and I was, Chief Colano is out there, and he should be stopping in. He wanted to just say a few words to the board before we made our decision. There he is.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
So we were just talking about the situation.
Yes.
So I talked about the discussions we had about who we're going to, how we're going to replace you, why we need to replace you, and the strategy going forward. So I don't know if the board has questions for Dan or for me, or just general about what's going on.
It's my son Alexander, by the way.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Alex.
My guy is Officer Bunny. Is he still going to be the K-9 person, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't know if you had to train somebody else.
That's a unique situation. So, not everybody does that.
Well, I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss everybody.
But I wish you well.
It was, very unforeseen, very unfortunate. Just, things happen.
So. Well, Chief, on behalf of the board, I would like to thank you for stepping in and taking over when you did. In my opinion, you've turned the perception of the police department 180 degrees.
Absolutely.
You've done an excellent job.
Thank you.
And when I'm out talking to the residents, they have nothing but good things to say. And you've done us proud. You've done a great job, and you will be missed. But we wish you the best in the next stage of your life, and hopefully things work out for you.
Yeah, there's that saying bittersweet. There's nothing really sweet about any of this. It's just I started my career here in the 80s. You know, I finished my 24 years in Albany, came back for 9 years. I consider this home, always did. I was honored to be, you know, police officer here and the last 3+ years as chief. You know, my sons, all three of them, they grew up in the Albany Police Department. They came to community meetings with me everywhere, and they've spent a fair amount of time out here, you know, painting the station, detailing the cars, you know, a couple of the, you know, community events. And, you know, it's going to be like just a part of me that, you know, is going to be gone. But I'm only a phone call away for, you know, Dan Bunny. It's just, you know, I was honored to serve the people of the village of Nassau and work, you know, with all of you. So I couldn't ask for a better boss. You know, guy's been absolutely amazing as a police commissioner and all of you, you know, in various capacities, not just as trustees and the mayor, but, you know, on a personal standpoint throughout the village. And you know, Missy has just been, you know, amazing for me as well. So I appreciate the opportunity to come and answer any of your questions that you may have, but you know, I feel the same in that, you know, I believe that Dan Bunny, if that's the direction that we're going in, and I highly suggest that he is on board with the direction that this department has taken, you know, over the past, you know, handful of years. I ran into Dean Thomas, and Dean used to be out here, and he's still in Skodak part-time. And he said, you know, my first year there, I wrote 1,450 tickets, you know, and you know, that perception of, you know, tickets is a combination now of the community policing and, you know, the traffic enforcement that we do. And, you know, while one went down, I think the perception and the positive feedback went up with the community policing standpoint. So anyway, I just want to thank you all for allowing me to serve and allowing me to come in tonight and just chat with you a little bit.
As soon as you feel better, you can come visit us.
I certainly will. I certainly will.
There'll be a light at the end of the tunnel and you can enjoy retirement.
Well, I have to try to finish my career, my full-time job. So my health and my full-time job has to be my priority now. And just the stress of being a police chief in 2 police departments was just you know, very, very overwhelming. So health-wise, I'm trying to come back and I'm trying to finish my career at my full-time job. That's my goal. I still have, you know, my third son will be starting college this year. I'll have 3. He's my middle one. The youngest one will be starting, but all 3 will be in college, and I just have to, you know, try to power through and make my health and my full-time job a priority. So.
Well, we wish you nothing but the best. And thank you again.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. See you later.
All right, so.
Under new business, Bob?
Yep.
Last month we talked about the mobile.
Yes.
Property?
Yeah, oh yeah. I didn't see that.
So it is in a position, or close to being in a position, where the county could take it over. Essentially, the process, if we were interested in it, would simply be to write a letter to the county expressing our interest in purchasing the property from the county. We say purchase, it's probably one of those dollar deal transitions. There's the county has really no interest in trying to auction it. The back taxes are way more worth than what the property itself is worth. A couple things that I think we just have to think about a little bit. If we were to go forward and buy it and own it, we own what's there, we own what's under it. I did reach out to DEC. There are 6 spills on that property. They are all closed out, the most recent spill being 92. However, some of them are closed out, listed as closed non-compliant. And so, don't know what that really means. If we were to go forward with the project of the concept of tearing down the building and doing that, we'd obviously have to remove the tanks. I would imagine when we remove the tanks, they would require some soil sampling to see if there's any contamination. I was trying to think, Bob, do you remember when those are new tanks? They were only put in 2 or 3 years before the station closed, right?
I think they were put in before that.
It was in the 90s, because I remember it.
Yeah, I think it was in the
'cause I thought I was here, and I moved into the village in the late 90s.
Yeah.
So I would have to think they're double-wall plastic tanks, which
they're
would be good.
They're double-wall fiberglass.
So that would be good from a leak point of view.
They have alarms in them.
Yeah. So they are newer stuff.
Oh, they're the new design, for
yep.
sure.
So
but there's also a bulk oil tank under the building, I think.
I'm sure there is,
yeah.
the garage, the
right.
heating oil. I have the spill numbers. One of the suggestions from DEC was to FOIL that information, just have it, and talk to Vicky Schmidt. Vicky is the new spill engineer. The idea is she can review those spills and kind of get a feel for, she would be the one that would have to review everything and decide if there would be any required remediation. So she could look at the old records and kind of decide if she's comfortable with what was done,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, whether or not she feels there's additional remediation that would have to be done, and we could figure out what that is.
So why would we want it? Why would we want to take over the mobile? I'm just wondering.
Well, the
what
idea.
What was the thought?
The thought is that we would get the property cleaned up and then utilize it for parking for the businesses downtown.
Which mostly is going to be Mooney, so he should buy it. We were going to lose out on a business probably there, which we're going to lose tax base from. I don't know, wouldn't it be better to have a business on that corner eventually?
Well, I don't know, it's been vacant for 12 years.
Well, it has to go up for auction. That's what people are waiting for. They're not going to pay the price of what that guy's trying to sell it for, like $350.
I know, but it's been, well, that's the discussion. It's been up for auction. He's probably the third owner since it's been going up for auction. And, you know, they think they're gonna pay nothing and walk in and, you know, just start doing stuff with it.
And there's a large investment that's needed.
And,
to
you know, and not put any investment in it. And, you know, it's been sitting there for 12 years. I mean, you know. It's,
true.
So.
I don't know. It's just a nice corner piece. Eventually, I would think something.
Well, it might be worth more, too, if we just demolished everything. And
so that is a caution. If we were to get it from the county for free.
Mm-hmm.
We can't resell it.
You can't resell it at least for the first 2 years. If you do, the county could come back and ask for the back taxes on the property back, because they're essentially giving up that money. Bill had said after 2 years, really no one's going to look.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that was mentioned, if in fact you're looking at it from a parking lot concept point of view, it would add parking for the rail trail, especially in the summer when the baseball field is full and no one can park.
Mm-hmm.
That would tap into additional monies if you tag that on. There's parks and recs monies at the state and county level. That would be additional funding.
So it wouldn't cost the village, so that's good. You know what I mean? For some of the, if we could tap into other funds.
Well, it would benefit. I haven't read the details of that rehabilitation
yeah.
grant, but I would imagine like most grants, if you're co-funding a project, that gives you added points.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a need, because in the summer when the baseball field's there, there is no place to park for the trail, other than all the way up by the lake.
So that's something that we need to consider, and, you know, I asked Rich to look into it, and, you know, he's gotten the information together. Probably should go a little farther and look at the spill issues. And we should look at whether or not, you know, this is something we want to do.
Okay.
So my thought originally was that we have that, still have that $112,000, and it doesn't look like we're going to need it for the construction project. If we get the other grants, I mean, you know, we'll have enough money to fund the whole project now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that money could be utilized to do the demolition work and the tank removal and whatnot, and get the property, you know, ready. And then we could use, maybe, you know, apply for a grant or something to finish it up.
Okay.
Because the sidewalks and curbing and stuff is all going to be done as part of the project. So really it's just, you know, some drainage in the interior of the corner and whatever else. You know, and if that doesn't get utilized for what we think it is, or maybe Mooney's the only one doing it, then, you know, we talk about 2 years down the road, we talk about maybe selling it to put it on the market for a business, or Mooney wants to buy it. We'll see. But that's what's before you. So we should think about that. And, you know, like I say, we'll get some more information on the spill stuff. And, you know, we can talk about it again next month and see what direction we want to go in.
Rich, did he say when it was going to be ready?
No, I suspect the county is really just kind of dragging their feet because there's a reluctancy at the county most of the time. We don't want to take over gas stations because they have a history of problems, and if the county owns it and the problem's detected, then
right, they have to take care of it.
They have to fix it, and Superfund monies do not apply to municipalities. So you can't use Superfund dollars to okay. fix it. So the municipality would be on the hook for the fees.
Right.
So my guess is the county's kind of willing to take the loss. They know they're losing it anyway. They're not in any rush to put it out, to take ownership of it and seize it.
And they don't have it, and they're not really interested in auctioning it.
Well, they will eventually, because they have to. If they take it, they have to do something with it.
Oh, okay, so they're willing to leave it in limbo. I see.
Right, so right now it's in that bankruptcy limbo area. Yeah. It's kind of like banks when they foreclose. Sometimes yeah. they don't like file all the paperwork so that they don't technically own it yet.
Right.
That's kind of what the county's doing.
Okay.
But if we're interested and we send that letter, then they'll certainly move on because they have an end use for it.
Okay.
And what if you were a private person, like a private company, and you approached the county at this point? Would they entertain someone just buying it from that, or would they have to put it up for auction? I'm just like,
I don't know. I don't know how the real estate laws work there.
Yeah, you know, just thinking about, you know, what Missy said about, you know, we lose a business. If there is somebody who's just waiting for it to come up for auction, it would be, you know.
Yeah, I could ask Bill that question. I don't know how the real estate law works.
Because if there's nobody in the wings waiting, then, you know, this is really the only option, or that's just going to stay like in limbo forever.
Certainly, Bill did not indicate that he's aware of anyone
okay.
having approached the county with any interest in it. But like Missy said, if they're just sitting waiting for it to pop up on an auction screen.
Do you know who's been over there doing stuff?
I asked Bill that question. He was not aware. I said,
Somebody's been doing some cleaning,
and I've seen stuff moved around in there.
Someone's been there. I was.
Well, I mean, you know, and he's got it on the market, too. I mean, he's got a for sale sign on the place, but I think he wants an exorbitant amount of money for it.
Right.
Yeah, that's why it's not sold.
It's a good location for a cannabis store.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, that's probably far from what's really going to go there, but thinking about it, there isn't a lot of businesses open for people to use in the village of Nassau if they wanted a business. We're at a business space.
And it's a tough property. I know over the years there's been some interest, but the
lot's
Mary's so small.
Mary Bumbar's property's been on the market for, I don't know,
yeah,
for
because
years.
She has no parking.
She has parking going back.
A couple spots.
Got about 10.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe, I mean, that has
maybe it's
been,
what she's asking. I'm not sure.
That has been, obviously, everyone knows that's a concern in the village, is that there just isn't any business parking. So, I mean, it, a again, it fulfills some of that
need. Yeah, I know, it's a hard one. We have no property to have any more businesses join us either.
And there's not a lot that it can be besides a gas station. I mean, there's no place to put a septic on the property, so it's a dry well that's there. You can't really have anything more than a bathroom. I know Subway at one point looked at it, and they just was too small.
And once we renovate it, it's, you know, dry well's not going to do it anymore because it doesn't qualify.
Correct.
So you're really limited. Doesn't the health department do variances for... Isn't there a way somebody can do it? So you're saying if any business wanted it,
but I mean, you wouldn't be able to have
that?
Anything more than a bathroom, like a single bathroom.
Right, so what kind of business can it be then?
That's what I mean. It really can't be much more than a convenience store where you have gas station employee bathroom.
Right, so it's not going to be like a Stewart's, or it's not going to be like...
Oh,
no,
I'm not even looking
at
that. I don't even want it to be
a
gas
station.
Water.
Correct.
Right, it's going to be basically some business that's going to have a very, very small footprint and basically a very small number of employees.
And maybe it would be a cannabis store. Or we would get money on that, too.
Is it far? I don't even think it's far enough away from the school. And it's too close to...
Yeah,
I don't know, because I don't know all
the
rules to that yet. They haven't even put them all out yet, so we don't even know that what it is going to be.
Yeah. It's too close to the churches, too.
But even just from the parking standpoint,
yeah, there's nothing else.
So you put a building on there, you got what, 5 or 6 parking spots, maybe.
Mm. All right, so we'll find out about the spill stuff, and then we'll get some information on that, and when we get it, I'll forward, make sure everybody gets copies ahead of the meeting so you can review it. And, we can talk about it again next month. I don't think we're not in a big rush to do it, but it's just an opportunity for us to discuss this because it's been talked about several times that I know of, throughout the village, and I think we should see if that's the way we want to go or not. So, all right. So moving on. Resolutions, appoint Dan Bunny as the Village of Nassau Police Chief effective September 1st, 2022 at an hourly rate of $22.34.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy, second by Julia. All right, any questions or discussions? Everybody good? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Refund property 211.8-1-3, $39.76, duplicate tax payment for 2022.
Make that motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Appoint Angela Rafferty as substitute deputy clerk.
Let me just give you a little bit of... obviously, we're having a problem with the sub-deputy, with our deputy clerk not being here. Mary, I believe, someday might come back. Right now, she's not doing really well. Alexis, my daughter, helped me out for 3-4 weeks, but it's not something that she wants to stay and do. I had been searching just in case, and Angela is willing. She's only looking for a part-time job and would be willing to take and move right into the deputy clerk spot if Mary doesn't come back. So I don't mind training somebody that may take that over. I don't want to keep doing it. That's the problem. She's a stay-home mom, and I guess that's all she's looking for is part-time. She has a lot of computer background and office experience, and she lives on the corner of John Street at the end of my driveway. I know them just from the year and a half of me living there, but I don't know them. But she seems nice. We'll see.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Right. I'll second.
Guy and Charlie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Authorize the court to apply for a JCAP grant for 2022-23 cycle up to $30,000. Do we know what they're looking for?
She's going to talk to you. I mean, they seem to be getting the money, so they want us to think about what we might want for the court. She was thinking maybe a new air conditioner unit.
Because that's been there.
That one's been there a really long time.
Was here
they
when
need
that was
some
there.
Kind of repair, I guess. And it's very loud.
Yeah, it's really loud.
So that was one of her ideas. And, you know, last one we got a new copier, a new shredder, and that thing. I forgot what that's called. Metal detector thing. Yeah. So.
Magnometer or something.
Yeah, so she plans on applying again. She's just going to be looking for some ideas of what you guys might want. Any projects, something.
Up here might need a new design too.
What?
This area right here, the judge's bench, I think could use a remodel.
It certainly could, yeah. A little more space. Where are you going to get it from?
Well, I mean, if it was just designed a little differently, it might.
Yeah.
Might give them more.
That's a thought too.
I mean, I think that's more practical.
Yeah, that's more practical. And that's probably going to eat up most of 30 grand, I would think.
Yeah.
Because that's got an outside condenser and all that stuff with it. But anyway, okay, I'll talk to her about it.
Yeah, so she just needs authorization to apply.
So entertain a motion to authorize the court to apply for the grant.
Make the motion.
Second. Motion by Charlie, second by Julia. Any other discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Anybody have anything else they want to bring up before we pay the bills? Entertain a motion to pay bills number 78 through 114 in the amount of $28,628.36 in the general fund, and $8,445.71 in the water fund, and $2,788.10 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the bills? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Julia. We are adjourned.